The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I got two or three tweets from people saying, oh, just after you start defending Ken Giles yesterday. How is it defending to say the guy had gone seven appearances without a hit or a run?
Well, he sucked last night.
He did suck last night.
Although, this is half on him, half on A.J. Hinch. How do you not walk Gary Sanchez in that situation? You'd much rather have Aaron Hicks at the plate than Gary Sanchez.
It's funny that Giles has become the new fans whipping boy. Why don't you whip up on the bats a little bit for not getting any runs? Okay, I found this list I was talking about that ranks the quarterback situation. Includes salary based on the current starter, the backup, and the future outlook. At 26, you're Houston Texans, and they say this is probably the biggest surprise on the list, but Deshaun Watson's tape is full of red flags, and tearing an ACL for a second time should be a major concern for
the Texans. That is a concern.
Well, yeah, that's fair, but his tape is full of red flags?
I don't know.
I respectfully disagree, sir.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, or tweet, put odds on it. Since it's What Are the Odds Wednesday. And everything we did in the first 2 hours available on podcastarena.com. And we welcome in our Sports Map 94.1 listeners.
Hello, Map.
And I'm at 21% now with an hour to go.
I think you're going to make it.
It's going to be close. I had to take down the live stream.
Because that was what was draining it.
Yeah. So, but you can check us out on live stream, livestream.com/Gal Media. Beth will join us at 6:15. I'm kind of curious what she was letting Juggalo drive her car for.
You know what's concerning about that is Juggalo Trey was like live Instagramming while he was driving the car.
That's not a good sign.
It's not safe.
No. Poor Juggalo has no filter either, because as soon as I go out there to get on the phone to talk to people to see who was going to win, he starts just jabbering. And like I'm having to look over at him with the, dude, come on, man.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. 713-780-ESP. Did you see the Celtics fans having fun at the expense of the Sixers with some of their chants?
I did not.
Well, Joel Embiid came back and said that Philly fans are louder than Boston fan, which I don't know. Probably. Philly fans are pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But one of them was bleep the process. The other one was, I thought was kind of funny. When Ben Simmons had the ball, they kept chanting, not a rookie.
Okay.
Because he's going to wind up winning Rookie of the Year, but you know he's in his second year. It's the Blake Griffin thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I mean, it's just like in baseball, if a guy doesn't play a certain amount of games, I mean...
I think, though, it's
even weirder there.
It is, but I think if you're drafted and you don't play at all, you're still technically a rookie.
That's what I'm saying.
It just feels weird.
He didn't play at all, so I think I'm okay with it. But I mean, I get that there. You know, you'd like to be able to say, "Oh, I was the best rookie drafted in my draft class." Which, if that were the case, Donovan Mitchell, I think, would sort of run away with it, right?
Yeah.
I guess Bogdanovich has been pretty good.
Yeah, but I mean, none of that matters here in the playoffs.
Yeah. So I think that Ben Simmons has been the best technical rookie, the best. It's like a redshirt rookie and a true rookie.
Okay.
Can't we have a true rookie of the year and a redshirt rookie of the year?
Why do we need? And now we're just handing out participation trophies.
Yeah, let's do that.
No, let's not. Let's not. Let's just have one. Those are the rules. Let's roll with them. See that Gibson Guitar filed for bankruptcy?
Gibson Guitars did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, I mean, ever since, yeah, ever since Les Paul died, they've been kind of. But bankruptcy filing represents a strategy failure for CEO Henry Juskowitz, who, along with partner David Perryman, rescued Gibson from the brink of collapse 32 years ago and returned the company founded in 1894 to prominence.
Man.
Gibson makes guitars, banjos, and mandolins. Says as more popular music has been made with computers, international guitar sales began to slip, creating a challenge for larger manufacturers and retailers like Gibson. They oversaw an aggressive strategy that expanded them from a guitar company into a lifestyle brand. They are kind of the Harley Davidson of guitars.
Absolutely.
That was the plan. They acquired electronics companies that made headphones, speakers, and turntables. But they had to take on a lot of debt to do that, and the profit margins began to shrink.
So does that mean that your Gibson guitars will be worth more?
I hope so.
Value up?
I hope so. I mean, I don't want the company to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
what if you want to buy another guitar someday?
Yeah. Their business has actually been on the uptick since the bankruptcy filings, rising from 10.5% from January 2017.
So this is one of those bankruptcies where they're still operating. They just.
But you know what? Do you think they're going to last? Because how many people go out and buy guitars now new? And it's, and I know they own some other stuff, but you think about it, most people are out there creating music on a. And you can get a computer program that plays everything you want.
Yeah.
People don't learn how to play instruments anymore. And if I were going to buy a guitar now, a new guitar, I'm not buying new. I'm buying something that's more vintage.
Right.
So.
Hey, what kind of, Damien says, if both you guys have Macs, will AJ not let you borrow his charger, old stingy-ass AJ? What kind of charger do you have? Is it that?
No, it's not that. It's
yeah,
not
the that's same. The thing about Macs. Like, every generation, they've got a different kind of charger.
Yeah. This is this was the one from 2017.
Yeah, Fred and I just have different chargers.
Yeah,
I'm not stingy. If his phone was dying, I'd let him use my charger.
Yeah, he's done that before. I mean, I have forgotten my phone charger many times. That's not a big deal, and I don't have my phone charger with me either because, you know, it's so dumb to even have to explain it. But you know, I have this kind of small computer bag that my Mac fits in perfectly because I'm downsizing, but. I thought I was going to have to bring that other computer with me because I was trying, like I said, I was doing two things at once. And so I put everything into my old bag, which would fit them both. And then I realized, okay, no, I don't need it. That's what happened. Okay. And then I grabbed my Mac and I did not grab the charger or any of the other stuff out of the other bag. And that's why I'm down to 19% at 6:07. But I think we're going to make it because it's only gone down 2% in 7 minutes. Let's try a call. I can't see that name from here. Somebody help me out. Can we tell our interns to please use all caps on the name?
Is it Travis?
Because I can't.
It is all lowercase. Hey, Jong, who's on the phone?
Travis.
Okay. We'll talk to Travis.
Jong's in there doing the Jong and Beth show.
Yeah. What's up, Travis?
I'm here.
Hey, Travis. What's up?
What's up, man? I just wanted to talk about the Rockets right now while I'm on the way to the game. Just wanted to see if you guys feel like there should be more appreciation for the Houston Rockets just because that we did it the hard way. If that makes any sense, there was no big market free agent. There was no guys leaving their team just to start a super team here. Like, each time we got a superstar player, we traded for him. And then we never sucked to get a great pick either. Like, we never sucked to do a process. So we're like the one team in the league that did it the hard way. It was always kind of good and then just found ways to make it work.
I don't know if that's the hard way, though.
And I don't know that that's actually accurate, sir. Chris Paul had to want to come here and facilitate that trade.
That's not necessarily a free agent, but Chris Paul is, like, he chose Houston to be traded to.
Yeah,
like,
he could have chose someplace else.
He wasn't an unrestricted free agent, but it wasn't like you know, the Rockets just had the best offer. That the Rockets were where Chris Paul wanted to be. And to me, the hard way, I don't know what the hard way is anymore. Like, to me, the doing it the hard way is what the Warriors did with their first title when it was basically their four best players, Harrison Barnes, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry, they were all drafted by the Warriors.
Yeah.
And by the way, none of them were like top three picks. They took guys that other teams didn't want, apparently, for one reason or the other. and turned it into a monster. Then they added Kevin Durant, which
then you went in a different direction. And
but here's the other thing.
But yeah,
the Rockets haven't won anything yet.
No, no.
And so let's not start bleeping each other's bleeps that they've done it the hard way. They haven't done anything yet.
No, and with all due respect, sir, that's just not correct. And I'll tell you what else. Like Oklahoma City before, when they had Harden and Durant and Westbrook, they drafted all those guys. That was kind of doing it the right way, and then they didn't want to pay Harden.
Yeah.
And so they wound up breaking that thing up. But yeah, I don't quite know.
I don't know if trading for guys is necessarily the hard way.
No, it's not. It's not.
Well, Golden State kind of did it in his terms the right way the first time they won.
That's what I was talking about.
And it's fair to say now that, you know, it's not because they went out and, you know, Kevin Durant decided to go there.
But they won a championship before Kevin Durant got there with homegrown talent.
They did.
Which nobody does. Nobody. Cleveland couldn't even do it.
No.
They tried their, and they got close. Well, they close once. But it was basically LeBron James and, like, Drew Gooden.
Yeah.
San Antonio's the only other team that does it like that. And then San Antonio went out and bought LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah.
But
haven't won since then.
San Antonio won championships with guys that they drafted, homegrown guys. And only one of them was a really high pick.
Yeah, although going back, though, San Antonio looked into Duncan.
Oh, yeah.
That was...
Yeah.
But... Yeah, that still
that they it's almost like the Peyton Manning Andrew Luck thing.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Lamont says, I hear this Travis call. Man, that's Houston in a nutshell. Should the Rockets get more appreciation, like we're in Little League Pop Warner? What's next? A team banquet? I mean, you know what's next? Letterman jackets.
You know when the Rockets
you'll appreciate them with Letterman jackets.
The Rockets should get more appreciation when they win an NBA championship. Until then, I think the Rockets received the appropriate amount of appreciation.
Yeah. So should we feel shamed that the Rockets went out and grabbed Clyde Drexler in 1994-95 and say that championship has a little bit of a stain on it?
It didn't come the hard way.
Yeah, it was the easy way, right?
Yeah. First off, who gives a bleep whether it's the hard way, the easy way, or the right way, or the wrong way?
You know what I care about? Which team wins.
Yeah. So does your team win?
If the Rockets win, awesome. If they don't, it's kind of a bummer.
Do you think Michael Jordan sits there and contemplates the last three championships because Dennis Rodman signed with
them? He's like, oh, God. These don't feel as good because we went out and got Rodman and Tony Kukoc. Like, it just feels tainted. No, I don't think so. I think he's okay with it. All right, guys. Got to tell you what's going on out at Carbach Brewing. First of all, Sunday, May 20th, that's the big day. The Love Street Music Fest. Live music from the Bleachers, Cold War Kids, Everclear, the Tauntauns, the Unlikely Candidates. It's a day to celebrate the perfect combination of live music and cold, refreshing Carbach beer. Gates open at 1. You can get $30 online tickets on special right now at CarbachBrewing.com. That's the second annual Love Street Music Fest on May 20th. If you don't want to wait till May 20th to go out there, you say, I want to go out there tonight. Well, they've got the Love Street Blues series going on every Wednesday night from 6 to 9. They're playing music out there right now as we speak. You can go out there, listen to the live music. It's absolutely free to listen to. Just buy your own beers and have a good time. And don't forget about that restaurant. They're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Get the brewery and dining experience all in one. The fantastic cuisine paired perfectly with a Carbach brew. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And pick up your favorite Carbach beer today. Or just tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach. When nobody knows.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we're back on the Blitz here on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. And joining us now, as she does every Wednesday,
every single Wednesday
for the rest of your lives.
And if you
my
guys,
favorite threesome.
If you guys want to get on the live stream, now is the time so you can see Beth. Beth Liebling joins us. What's going on,
Hi,
Beth?
Hi, guys. Not too much. Now it's like, ooh, do I look at the camera? Do I look at y'all?
Look at the camera. You know,
I would just pretend like the camera's not even going on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to see what we look like anyway, so.
I always like to see what y'all look like. I'm telling you. I love Wednesdays. So, hey, everybody. I'm Beth from Darling Way. Yes, I love being here. Except if you're watching us live stream, this chair is a little bit short for me. So, I'm sitting on one leg. I need a booster.
You're short. It's okay.
I am a little bit short. I know. But I wear heels a lot. So, yeah. I don't know. And I think I've decided maybe a big personality or something because most people think I'm like 5'7 or 5'8. I think I'm just imposing or something.
That must be it.
Yeah, right? It's usually because I'm laughing and make a lot of noise. But anyway, so I'm going to Sexy Trivia again after this.
Cool.
That's very like your new
excited.
Thing.
I know. It really is. I'm really enjoying it a lot. And I don't know why. I love to play trivia, but I really, 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 really bad at it. And so somehow hosting it, I'm way better at hosting than I am playing. So it works out really well. And because we're just talking about sexy and romantic stuff, it's pretty cool. So I'm very happy. And so I have a trivia question with a giveaway.
Okay.
If I can do that, because otherwise, you know me, I tend to forget these things. But so we're doing, next week is our Darling Way anniversary. And also Love and Laughter with Beth anniversary. And we're celebrating big time. Y'all are coming out next Wednesday, a week from today. We get 3 hours of you guys at Darling Way. Are you excited?
Oh, yes. Fred's going to wear his foxtail.
Oh, my goodness. No. We have so many fun things for y'all. I'm telling you, it's going to be a hoot. I guess we probably won't be able to live stream it, but I'll try and videotape some of it for everybody out there because I think they'll want to see it because, you know, our props are worth seeing. So that'll be fun. But and then that's next Wednesday, May 9th. And everybody, all of y'all listeners, all of you blitzers, sportsers, I don't care. Come on. Come join us. It's really going to be fun. We've got food and we've got beer and we've got bundt cakes and we've got
what cakes?
Giveaways. Nothing bundt cakes.
Okay. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
They're so good.
Oh, my. They're totally addicting. I love nothing bundt cakes. And I'm not a cake person, but these are delicious. And all sorts of beer and food and everything. And Events and Adventures is helping sponsor us with food. Aneros, Eureka Heights in the Brewery. Eureka Brewery in the Heights. And
Eureka Heights.
Yes. Eureka Heights. Oh.
Yep.
Okay. I Eureka thought they switched
Brewery.
It.
Yeah. They're really Heights good. Brewery. Okay. I'm a big fan of them.
Oh, that's good. So, yeah. I'm thinking, you know, beer and Darling Way, pretty much it's just good right there. So so everybody can come out. It's free. And like I say, all sorts of games. We'll have a sexy scavenger hunt. We've got big prizes and giveaways and everything. So that's next Wednesday. Then the following Saturday, on Saturday the 12th of May, we are doing we're recording Love and Laughter with Beth at my shop during, we're going to do like a workshop and it's Sensuous Touch. And that's what I've got is, for two of our listeners, if they are one listener and they get to bring a person and come join us for that workshop. So we'll record and, oops, I just flipped my pen thing. We'll record the show and they'll get to participate in a workshop on Sensuous Touch. So that's the giveaway. And that'll be from 6:30 to 8:30 on May 12th. So if you're available then and you've got a partner that you would like, because this is a couples event, because it's all about Sensuous Touch. Here's the question, and the first right answer gets to come join us for that recording. Where did Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio honeymoon?
Okay.
Where have you gone,
Who would Joe possibly
DiMaggio?
Know
Where
that?
Have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? I yeah. like that.
Well, how would someone possibly know that?
Lonely
well,
eyes
they
you?
Can Google it, and then right, they can call like, in. Everybody's yeah. going to have to Google. They're going to Google, but still, it's kind of a cool thing. And, right, I love the fact, right, that's sports and culture and sex all coming together, right? I thought I tied that one pretty well, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I thought it was a very clever,
I just feel like that's one of those trivia questions, like, usually it's useless knowledge.
Yeah.
But that's, like, so useless.
Well, that's true. So,
and it's about two people that haven't been alive in my lifetime.
Oh, yeah, but don't they leave a legacy?
Well, I guess Joe DiMaggio was alive for a little while in my lifetime. I met Joe DiMaggio once.
Really?
No, so he was alive then.
See, that's
He
very
was
cool.
alive. I was yeah. like a little kid, though.
But again, I'm just
talking
about.
Joe
like
has
to show,
left and gone away.
He's left and gone but away.
This is the thing that some people think that sex and romance, it's all about a certain something. Maybe it's only about young people, or maybe it's only for single people or something. But the fact is sex and romance and, frankly, sports, right? And they're part of everything. They're part of our whole, the things that we talk about. It's the music. It's the Beatles. It's the language that carries forward. It's the one common denominator that we all have, no matter your race, your color, your age, your preference, whatever. Basically, everybody wants love and romance, and including really famous people, sports people, movie stars, whatever, crazy people,
yeah,
straight up people, geeky people. So that's kind of what I like. And it's artistic, and we have all sorts of questions about art and history. And I don't know. I just think it's fun and interesting. So
144 people are watching you on the stream.
Dang. Oh,
I like
They're
that.
They're all saying, take your top off.
My jacket?
Peter was asking if that's a tat or a necklace. So it's a necklace, yeah.
That's a necklace. That's a tat.
What thinking letting Juggalo Trey drive your car?
I was thinking it makes him happy.
And you like to make him happy.
I like to make everybody happy. You know that.
I do know that about you.
I really do. It's the silliest thing. But really, he loves my car. I've offered him a couple of other times, but he hasn't been free. And this time, he could go and drive my car. And so, right. And if it's the little things in life that make you happy, why not do that, right? That's the thing. So
you realize Juggalo Trey, he has no idea where he's going around here.
I don't care.
Like, he could have been lost and just gone forever.
Well, you know what? In my purple beast that says Darling Way on the side, it's really hard to get too far. I say, I don't worry about people stealing that car, because where are you going to hide it?
Yeah,
come on.
He would have... One time I was at the NTB at Richmond and 610.
Yeah.
And if you work in this area, like, those are two pretty... Right, they're pretty easy to find roads. They're not minor, streets. He couldn't find it.
Okay, I have no sense of direction.
He didn't know where Westheimer was.
I'm so oblivious that I have no sense of direction. I recognize this, and I still argue with my nav system. So I understand that and stuff. But I like Juggalo Trey, right? He does. He's just kind of smile. He smiles. He tries to be happy, and that's my foundation in life, is I want people to be happy. And when they're happy, I'm happy. So... yeah, what an easy fix I got today. Just a little high. I swear, and like, that's what happens when people come in, and you've seen me at the shop, right? When y'all have been there and somebody's tried something on and come out, and frankly, y'all didn't recognize it. It was somebody who works here in the promo department, mm-hmm. and y'all didn't even recognize her because she was just transformed just by a little thing that she put on, and it's just this energy and this smile and this light and the way people walk, and it makes me basically cry. I get so happy I literally jump up and down and clap, and it just makes me thrilled. So, so that's it. That's Darling Way, because I want people to be happy. Sexy fun. So today, by the way, this really kind of upset me. We had a client come in today into the shop, and she had actually been to one of these other, another store that...
like just a regular old dildo shop, like just, Cindy's or something.
Well, I'm not... yeah, it wasn't that. But yeah, another store. And... there, you know, whatever. There are lots of them and whatever. But she came in because she said she was so overwhelmed there. She couldn't talk to them. They didn't know. She tried to ask questions. They didn't know how to help her and stuff. They ended up selling her some stuff. So then she buys some stuff. She comes to me and she starts asking questions. And I start explaining. She's like, well, why did they do this? I was like, I don't know. Why did they do this? I don't know. And she tells me even the lube that they gave her. And I was like, that's not what you need, right? All lubes are not created equal, folks. Public sex announcement. All lubes are not created equal. You need different kinds of lubes for different activities. And you need, no matter what you're doing, you need a good quality of lube. It's so important. I can't imagine how that's not done. And so that's part of what we do at Darling Way. I was like, no. I want you to go home. I want you to enjoy it. And if you start with that stuff, you're not going to enjoy it. And your boyfriend's not going to enjoy it. And then you're going to be bummed. And I would never want that. So it made me upset. And so I just, please, people, ask lots of questions. And if somebody's not able, and this was true when I was as a lawyer too, I'd tell people, come to me and then go to interview two other lawyers. Because if you're not comfortable talking to your lawyer, then you shouldn't be working with them. And it's the same thing. When you're talking about personal, romantic, intimate items and romantic props and things that are going to help you feel sexy and powerful and good, if you can't have a really honest and reliable conversation with them that you can rely on and you're going to trust what they say, and that if it's good or bad, you're going to go back to them afterwards, really, you need to keep going on to the next door. I just kind of believe that. And I think remember that. So that's this online stuff too. I'm like, this is intimate stuff. I wouldn't, I buy paper maybe online, but really other than that, anything that's going in my body, I kind of think I need to, I want to know where it comes from. Yeah. That's why I'm kind of silly. I'm not a germaphobe or anything like that, but there are certain things that I take seriously and stuff. So anyway, so that's it. So yeah, PSA, lubes are not created equal. And it's, people are getting married right now. So every groom
Jong's
out
getting
there,
married.
I know, Jong is getting, right. So again,
Jong needs to bring extra lube to the wedding
he
night.
He needs to bring lube. Exactly.
Jong has a massive penis.
But here's the thing.
Massive.
And I'm so not going down that rabbit hole with you.
Thumbs
but
up, Jong? Yeah, thumbs up.
But
yeah,
he
look
needs.
Look on the stream. The stream. toggle to the stream and give the thumbs up to the audience.
Pretty sure that was not a thumbs up. I think, in fact, yeah.
Thumb was doing something.
He was doing something there. But, this was it. I did this last year, and I'll do it again. It's honeymoon season, public service announcements. Grooms need to carry the lube. Again, get good lube and carry it on. If you're traveling
can't you
on a plane,
just use
don't
Pam
check
cooking
it.
Spray? Is that not the same?
It's not. Actually, and a lot of people use coconut oil right now.
Yeah, it's
right?
natural.
And they say, exactly, it's natural. And I say, so is poison ivy. Hmm. Right? So let's be
Have
fit.
You ever tried poison ivy for lube?
No, thank goodness.
Well, there you go. Shows no. that you don't know everything.
I don't. I'm telling you. But no,
have
that really can make a difference.
Oil?
Yeah, I have tried coconut oil.
And are you
oil.
Against it?
Yeah, it can irritate. What coconut oil, just like any other natural oil and stuff, it can change a woman's pH. And just a slight change can make for irritation. It can increase the chances of infections and stuff. It's
yeah,
a
but
slight
every guy
change
knows
and it makes
at the end
a
of the
difference.
Day, that's her problem.
Right. Exactly. It's her problem, except then you're not getting some. And
oh, you still did it. Of course.
No.
What kind
of
wife
no.
is going to no. hold out for the rest of the honeymoon because she's got a little sore vagina?
Actually, so that's the... Well, there's a couple of things. So they may not actually say no, but what
They'll
happens...
They'll just be in pain.
They don't feel good, and then yeah. But they don't want it. And that's silly. And I say...
That's how it was in the days of Vikings.
Now, subconsciously, our bodies remember pain, right? We are designed and created to avoid painful stimuli, whether we're cognizant of it or not. And so if there's a little bit of irritation, if she's not feeling it, and frankly, on her honeymoon, not only it's that she's stressed out, she's dehydrated because she didn't want to drink very much because she didn't want to have to go to the bathroom in her big fancy dress and stuff. Stress, dehydration, and she's exhausted. All of those things make for a drier environment down there. But a little bit of discomfort that day means she's not going to wake up in the morning going, oh, honey, please do me again because that was so much fun.
Oh, yes.
She's going to find excuses. And she won't even realize why, but it's because her body is saying, nope, that didn't feel good. I don't want to do that again. It's like when your body is full, you have to force it to eat those last cookies, right? You know your body's full, but you're just like, oh, it's
no,
going to taste so good.
No, you just do it.
No, you know it. And you're really good about it. So that's it, man. I really do... use, and especially on a honeymoon, use more lube than you ever thought you'd need. Use it every time. Don't wait for it because women will not tell you
just
when it starts to feel.
Coat her in baby oil.
No, don't use baby oil. I'm trying to give useful information.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you, but no.
I'm trying to tell you what I've seen in movies.
Oh, yeah. Baby oil is not a good thing. And hand lotion is not a good thing.
No.
Hand lotion gets, it's designed to get absorbed quickly. So it's not going to last. You're going to start out, it's going to be fine, but it's going to get absorbed and then it's going to irritate and stuff. I say even to the point when you pull out sometimes, right? If it's.
Is it true that chili paste, like you get at the Chinese restaurant, that's a bad idea?
That is a bad idea. No. So is sugar.
I've heard chili paste is a bad idea.
Sugar is a really bad idea. And sometimes jelly. I don't know why. Jelly seems like it'd be kind of a fun thing and stuff. And chocolate sauce seems like it'd be a good thing. Whipped cream. I mean, I love sweets.
Nutella.
Oh, yeah. Right? Wouldn't that be fun? That would be fun for oral, though. Yeah. You could have a Nutella job. I like that.
Yeah.
Right? Coat it. But don't put it inside you. Inside a woman. Inside
unless
a woman.
It's in the jar.
Yeah, just Nutella goes through orally through one's mouth, not the other end.
Okay.
Yes,
okay,
how's
okay,
that?
Okay.
Let's just be clear. But yeah, so but no coconut oil and yam stuff. People are into yam stuff, I think, because that show Frankie and Grace. But anyway, but we have lubes that actually will help with healing. Oh, if you're going to a beach someplace, because salt water can dry you out more.
I hate the beach.
So. Yeah, well, and I think when you go to the beach, sex in the ocean just sounds like a really great idea.
It's not fun.
And it's not that fun. And
even sex
it's
in
salt.
A swimming pool is
sex in a
fun.
Pool is really hard. Exactly. It's but salt water, it's even worse. And a little bit of just salt irritating the vaginal walls can cause a lot of discomfort and stuff. So I have special lubes that not for in that water, but even afterwards and stuff to help heal and everything, to keep things going smoothly, right? And easily. So, yeah, I've just got to text somebody, one of your listeners, like, why would anyone go to a blank, blank sex shop? Go to Darling Way. Thank you. Thank you so much, my friend Eric out there.
You're
That's
giving
really sweet.
Your phone number to our listeners?
Well, some of my clients. That's, yeah.
You are crazy.
I know.
That's
but
like
you
the
know
worst
what?
Thing you can do. That's rule
oh,
number
actually,
one.
Oh, actually, I have to say that's not true. Actually, it didn't even come in over text messages. I'm glad you said, because okay. Sometimes I would do that. But I don't do it very often. But that didn't come in on there. It just came across my screen. But I'm telling, I don't know. Again, I want people to be happy and healthy. And I know that I can help them have so much sexy fun. And it gets me high, kind of, you can tell. So, and anyway, so we have lubes, but we have healing lubes. We have all sorts of ones. And like I said, depending on what you're doing sexually, you need different things. And so, especially if you're going to go on your honeymoon and try to be adventurous, please, folks, let me help you. Come in, talk to us, or just, oh, we have same day delivery. We have same day delivery now. I told you we were
Juggalo
like starting
Trey
it.
Will take her car and deliver it to your house.
Right. There, that should be it. We should do same day delivery in the Purple Beast.
That's right.
Right. I could,
by Juggalo
yeah,
Trey.
By Juggalo Trey. There you go. All right. Well, that would be, we'll have to like auction that off.
Do you already have a delivery
point.
Guy hired?
But I think so. We have a whole delivery service. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, Juggalo Trey would be a good delivery driver.
Yeah, that's right. We'll have to talk
He's
about
really
that.
He's really good
that
at driving.
That would be fun. Yeah, that would be fun. But yeah, so even if grooms, if you forget, oh my gosh, so, you know, not just anniversaries or suddenly you get a hot date or something, but if you forget like about lube and it's your wedding and stuff, then we'll deliver it to you. Wouldn't that be cool? And that way we'll make sure you're all set. So
is
order it.
Is a do you have a gift at Darling Way that would be appropriate for your mother?
We do. So actually,
because I wouldn't feel comfortable giving my mom a dildo, but like,
right.
There's some moms who.
No, don't give moms dildos. But okay, so Mother's Day is important. But here's the thing: if
John
it's basically,
gave his mom a dildo last year for Mother's Day,
he
made
did
for
not.
A really awkward Thanksgiving dinner.
He did not. He did not. But
Thumbs
here's
up,
the
John.
Thing: if the mother is like your romantic partner, your wife, your
what?
Girlfriend, or something, your wife, you're going to celebrate Mother's Day.
Oh yeah.
So the question is. Just because it's Mother's Day, I say, like, help that woman remember that she's also a woman. Because I promise you, one of the biggest issues for women in terms of maintaining our sexiness is that we get caught up in being a wife, a mother, a professional or something. And so even though it's Mother's Day, let their children remind them what a great mother they are. But if you're their lover, you remind them what a great lover they are. Even with all of the mothering and nurturing they do for other people. And so, but we have all sorts of fun things. We have just towels that just, I'm telling you, I almost got in my car one day because I wore this little towel wrap and it's so soft. It's this microfiber. I don't know. It's just amazing. And I love it. And I literally use it every single day. And I started working in it. I got so caught up because it doesn't feel all wet after it's dried you and was working. And then I went to go get in my car to go into the shop and realized that I literally had never gotten dressed that day. It was 3:00 in the afternoon. So it's just awesome. And it's an indulgence. So treat it right. Or some bubble bath or a massage glove or some massage oil or some massage candles. We have so many different things. Oh, we even have a coloring book that is... says mommy drinks because you cry. And I think that's a great coloring book for women with young kids and stuff. Because again, like laugh, I had 5 kids. I remember what it was like to, when I heard mom one more time, I thought it turned into a bad word somehow. So I think, hey, sexy would have been really nice to hear at some point during those years. And yeah.
But not from your kid.
Not from my kid.
Yeah,
right.
Weird.
Yeah. But frankly, it's mostly... It's not usually the kids that are buying gifts right now for Mother's Day and stuff. And so, so men, you can do it and you can celebrate for all of you. And we've got all sorts of things on sale this month to celebrate our anniversary because I want to celebrate with everybody else. I want them to be happy. So we call it spring cleaning, anniversary sale, whatever. We've got all sorts of things to give away and sell and clearance out and stuff. So, and yeah. And okay, Love and Laughter with Beth. So last weekend... We did. That was just awesome. We've gotten great responses. Thanks, everybody who's listened. So it's Love and Laughter with Beth. You can listen on Spotify. You can listen on iTunes. And now we started our YouTube channel. Thank you very much, Fred, for making us, for making that happen, that we could record that show. So you can actually watch our interview with Phoenix Divina, who is a full service legal sex worker. It's really awesome and interesting. So that's on YouTube and stuff, and catch us. And then this week, Saturday, May 5th, we're doing Healing with Touch. We're talking about how, and I don't care whether it's stress or cancer or any sort of illness or anything like that, pregnancy even, that there's so much healing that can be found through just touch and sex and orgasm. And we'll tell you how and why and how you can incorporate those things in your life, even when you're so stressed out that you can't even imagine wanting sexual release, but it's one of the best things for you. And it's free and it's easy and it's all natural, healthy, and it's just the best thing ever. So, yeah. So.
All right then.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Beth, you were talking a lot today.
Welcome.
We didn't have much to say.
Yeah.
You were on a
rampage.
I kind of, you took over the show.
I'm so sorry. I let me go.
I kind of felt a little left out over here.
Oh, no.
I didn't get to say a word
it's
the
like
whole time.
When, like one of those race cars, like you pull it back and then you let it go and then it just goes all over the place.
I am a little bit wired. I mean, I really am. I'm going from here to trivia, and I do. I get excited about this stuff. I don't know. I love what I do.
But you had zero cocaine today, for sure.
No, you know what? I never tried cocaine when I was younger because I thought I would like it too much and it'd be too dangerous. But in my after I got divorced and, you know, went crazy as everybody does, I tried cocaine. It does nothing for me. Literally nothing.
What?
Yeah, I think that's what happens when you have, well, when I have ADHD. And so I think I take, you know, ADHD medicine to calm me down. So I mean, cocaine just didn't hype me up at all.
Yeah, I would never do drugs, but that's, if I did like drugs, that would probably be one that I'd like.
I thought so too. I was kind of excited. I don't know. Maybe you mean you've tried it, but.
No.
Even ecstasy?
Uh-huh.
Nada.
Nothing, huh?
No. It's
heroin?
Really kind of disappointing. Thank God. No, I'm terrified of needles. No.
Oh, you can smoke heroin.
Oh, don't. Okay, no. I don't need that. Thank you, though. Okay. No.
Just trying to help you out.
No.
Yeah,
I just get
just
high
don't
on
snort
life.
It because of what happened in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. You can snort it, but you can't snort the same amount of as you.
No. I'm telling you, I really do. I'm empathetic, so I get happy when other people are happy. And sex and romance and happiness, these are like the best thing. Oh, and cookies. I really
and
do
cookies.
Like cookies.
Cookies are good.
And more whipped cream. I'm always about more whipped cream. Yeah, so these are the things that...
On that note, we're going to go to break. but first, we're going to tell you about Sherry's Berries. And guys, if you're looking to get that Mother's Day gift, the perfect thing for mom, listen, your mom is the reason you're here. You want to take care of her.
You would be dead if it wasn't for your mom.
Or you would have never existed. And imagine how much that would suck.
But had she not nourished you with her breast, you would have died.
Yeah, or at least store-bought stuff. Either way.
Yeah, but someone had to buy it.
Well, it came out of somebody's breast, whether hers or a cow's. And regardless, if not for that, you wouldn't be here. So you know what?
Thanks, Mom.
You want to say thanks, Mom? The best way to do it is a gift from Sherry's Berries. And because it shows that you put thought into it. And I know most of you don't put a lot of thought into this stuff. This makes it look like you did, and you really don't have to. Because right now...
That's the key to life.
Yes, it is. Give the illusion you care at all times.
Don't work hard. Make it look like you did.
Exactly. And right now you can get fresh and delicious Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. For this week only, you can double the berries for just $10 more, and your gift will include something extra. Sherry's super popular dipped caramel pretzel rods.
I had those last year. They're so good.
Yeah. Your berries will arrive in Sherry's Berries signature gift box with a beautiful ribbon. No gift wrap required.
Yep. And the strawberries are always great. White milk chocolate dipped caramel pretzel rods. The strawberries are dipped in milk, dark or white chocolate. They're topped with the chocolate chips, the chopped nuts, the swizzles. It's always so good. You choose your delivery date. It's guaranteed. Simple as that. There's only one way to get this great deal for mom. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And remember, when you double the berries for just $10 more this week, your gift will include those extra decadent caramel pretzels, dipped caramel pretzels. Mother's Day is May 13th, so visit berries.com today, berries.com. Then click on the mic in the upper right corner and enter our code Fred and AJ. That's berries.com, promo code Fred and AJ. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place to lose your fears, reckless behavior. A
place that is so pure. Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Jacob, our good friend Jacob, who last June, he was a mechanic. He was stressed out, working 50, 60 grueling hours a week. Less than 6 months later, he started his IT career, making more money, working less hours. How long is it going to take you? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, no problem. Helping people start a career in IT is what they do, guys. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. It's the last segment. Holy bleep. I guess we have to do deaths. We'll start with 2012. Amarillo Slim, American professional
poker
player.
Your favorite person.
Dead at 83. Not my favorite person. I think I've mentioned before, he used to run high stakes games out of one of the suites at Sam Houston, and I used to play in, and I have nothing positive to say about the man in life or death. So we'll just move on to 1974. Agnes Moorehead, American actress.
Better than Leshead.
Well, depends. She played in Dora and Bewitched, and she died of uterine cancer at 73.
Ooh. It's not a good way to go.
No. Political figures, 1972, J. Edgar Hoover.
Also died of uterine cancer at the age of 77.
Indeed. 1957, Joseph McCarthy, anti-communist U.S. senator, dead at 48.
Anti-communist? Really?
Yeah. He was a little more than just an anti-communist. He was a witch hunt specialist.
That's the descripting word, though, huh? Yeah. Anti-communist.
How about lunatic? Dead at 48. Not a good run. That's okay, though. We don't miss you. 1997. They call him Flipper. Flipper.
Oh, no.
Faster than
Flipper
lightning.
Died?
Yeah.
Damn.
I can't remember the rest of the words of that song. Dead at 40, though. 40's a hell of a run for a dolphin, isn't it?
I don't know.
John, is that a good run for a dolphin? You should know.
I'll have to check.
What's the average age of a dolphin?
Asians should know that. That should be an Asian thing. All right, here's your best deaths. This is a really strong list of best deaths. 2012, MCA.
Get on the mic, my man.
Dead at 47.
R.I.P.
2012, Junior Seau. Commits suicide at 43.
It's the worst. That was the same week, huh? You said 2012 on both of them?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. But this is... I'm gonna jump around here because I think there's three of these that kind of belong in the same, you know, like little pod, if you will. 1980, Alfred Hitchcock. Dies of renal failure at 80.
That's not a good way to go.
It's a good run, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this a little bit overrated, I thought, Alfred Hitchcock. 1975, Mo Howard, also known as Moses Horowitz. Mo from the Three Stooges, dead at 77.
He was a jerk.
Was he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Like banging around Larry and Curly in the head and...
Oh, I thought...
Always bossing them around.
See, I thought that was all an act. Damn, I didn't know that.
That was how they were in real life.
Okay. 1519, Leonardo da Vinci, dead at the age of 67. And now we get to the I'm glad he's deads. Napoleon Bonaparte, 1821, dies in exile on the island of St. Helena, officially from stomach cancer, but rumors of arsenic poisoning persist. All right, let's take a step up to 1945. Adolf Hitler.
Ooh.
Commits suicide at 56. Not soon enough. Should have done it sooner. And finally, 2011, Osama bin Laden.
Gotcha.
Islamic militant and founder of Al-Qaeda, shot and killed in Abbottabad, Pakistan by Navy SEALs during Operation Neptune Spear at 54. Also, way too old.
Yeah.
So, the same week, Osama bin Laden and Adolf Hitler go the way of all flesh. Coincidence? I think not. Regardless, that's your deaths. So, any last-minute prediction on the Rockets tonight? Do you think they cover the 11.5?
No. I think this will be the close game. I think they win, but I think it'll be a hard-fought game.
Yeah, I think you'll see a better effort from the Jazz tonight. And I think they keep it close. Rockets win, and then I think the Rockets go and just house them in the first game in Utah. And then this thing's over. Maybe Utah wins one there. Maybe it's like the first series. But, you know, you kind of have to – like Golden State's up 2-0, so you got to hold serve.
Yep. That's all you're playing against at this point.
Right. You're just paying attention.
Average age of a dolphin is 40.
Okay.
So that was you're saying Flipper was average?
Yes.
That's not cool. I mean, Flipper was an above average dolphin.
I think Flipper was an average dolphin. The humans who were able to speak to Flipper through dolphin talk were above average humans.
You think?
They were the real stars.
I don't remember much about Flipper except for and yeah. That's all I remember. That and the song, they call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. That's all I remember about it. Oh, well. That's going to wrap it up. I'm going to give Jong Lee an A-plus today. I'm going to give Hoffman an A-plus. I'm going to give myself a solid C-plus today. This is a really good day for me. I can't do much better than that. Good job by Beth. Hope everybody enjoys the game tonight, or the Astros Yankees, whatever you're into, or if you're flipping around watching the hockey. There'll be a lot of good stuff on Sports Map tonight and tomorrow, so stick around and check that out. It's going to wrap it up for us.
Is Osama bin Laden singing?
Yes.
I thought so.
He was huge Beastie Boys fan.
John, we're not anywhere tomorrow or
no,
Friday.
No.
Good. So we'll be back in studio tomorrow, so we'll entertain you on the live stream. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.